Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne. For you are God.
Your name.
Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Can't make it without you. Praise be to God. Good evening, family. He said we should love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Glory be to God. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight on Women Speak Now, fourth Thursday. This is Pastor Terry. Well, what's the word? Praise be to God. Thank you for that song. God's timing is always right. I say, Lord, this is the day that you have made, Father. Let us rejoice and be so glad in it. This is a special day, Lord. It's one for one, Lord. You have made it. You have gave us another chance. You've opened our eyes just to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for looking over us. Thank you for waking us up. Praise be to God. Yes, I love you, Jesus. Can't make it without you. That song says a lot. Sometimes, family, we got to slow down and just listen to the word and let it resonate in our spirit. Can't make it without him. We can't make it without him. Glory be to God. Family, today, this is also a special day for me and my family because 58 years ago, my mom and our papu, we say our stepfather, he stepped in. He stepped in with five kids. My mother had five kids. And then I was the fifth. And then there was two after me. Well, there was, I was the fourth. There was two after me. And there was one in the oven when she met papu. This is what I'm saying. We got to thank God. Thank God for the men he has put out here. Men he has put out here to step up in the time of need. And that's why I say happy anniversary to our mom and our mother and father, Papu, Mama and Papu, who is with him now, resting in him. Amen. Praise be to God. Always say, family, when the Lord has made a day, another day for us to rejoice, sometimes we just got to close our eyes and meditate on him. And said, we're going to rejoice. We're going to just rejoice in him. We're going to rest in him. We're going to rest our cares in him because he cares for us. We got to believe and trust in God. I thank God. I thank God because his timing is always right. His timing was right when I said yes. I kept doing my will, but I said yes. I'm going to do it his way, his will. Glory be to God. I always say, like the song said, I can't make it without him. When we tell ourselves, you can't make it without him, we all need Jesus. Amen, family? Praise be to God. Let us begin in prayer, family. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, just to honor you, just to thank you and praise your holy name, just to thank you for who you are. Thank you, Father, for being head over my life. For being head over those on this line tonight, over their lives. For being head over this line. We just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your unmerited grace and your favor. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the time that everyone on this line has taken off just to hear from me, Father, your vessel, as you used me to share this word you have given me. Father, we just thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name, amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father, for Pastor E, the head of this line, of this radio broadcast, that gives us, women of God, a chance each and every Thursday and every opportunity that's open. To share, Father, what you, your word has put in us that we can share with the people. Not us, Father, but the word of God, your word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you. Through it all, we got to trust in God. Amen, family. Okay, family, let me redeem myself because that song, can't make it without him. Sometimes we just got to ask ourselves, where will we be without the Lord on our side? Where will we be without our ancestors, our generations before us, our praying grandmothers and our grandmothers praying for us? But we have to be just like the disciples when they asked, teach me how to pray. We have to learn to pray. pray for us. Lay hands on ourselves if we don't feel well. We got to go to the Lord. We have direct access. And that's why we come to him to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because where would I be without you? Thank you, Jesus. Family, tonight, my subject matter, the Lord gives me a word. And I know when he gives me a word, it's for me. It's for me personally. And I hold on to that word. And I say, Lord, what do you want me to do with this word? And the word was, he is a constant. He is a constant. When we think about it, he is a constant. Our Heavenly Father God is a constant in our lives. When he said you can't make it without him, he's a constant in our lives. People and things come and go, and they can change on us in the blink of an eye. They say they are going to do something, and then they change their mind with no follow-through. Thank you, Jesus. But that is not, when you think about that, when they change their mind, that is not the mind of Christ. Amen. Family, if you have your Bibles, you have the Word of God, you have your electronics, go with me. We're going to go, beautiful family, to Joshua 1 and 9. And it reads, have I not commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord, your God, he makes it personal, your God is with you. Wherever you go, I have to say, let the church say amen, amen, and amen. The Lord, your God, people and things can come and go. But Jesus, we can always count on him. The same God that was with all our generations before us. When we talk about our grandmother, great-grandmothers, our mothers, all of our generations before us. We should be shouting, just shouting, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Family, it doesn't matter where we are. No matter where we are, we can call on Jesus. We can call on him. And he will be there right on time. Amen. Have you ever been, sometimes we got to ask ourselves, have you ever been alone in your life? I mean, alone. Where there's nobody in the house. I mean, you in the house alone. No kids, you don't have, without your kids, if you have children. Without your spouse, if you have a spouse. Without your parents. Without your siblings. Without your relatives. Without your friends. I mean alone. When I say alone, I'm saying in his presence, with him. With him and you. I always say him and I. You guys ask yourself, have you? I always say, well, yes, I have. I have, and I know him. And I know he knows me. I listened and I prayed. I trusted in him in a time when I was discharged from a hospital with a walker, stressing and not knowing how to completely rest in him. I knew to cast some of my cares on him, but to completely rest in him, to cast all my cares on him, because he cares for me, and he loves me and you unconditionally. And I always say, I thank him. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that I can worship you. I can worship you in spirit and in truth. This is what's so true about the Word of God. We are always to be spiritually driven, operating and moving in our purposes, walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And when we say that can be depending on ourselves, and not calling on the helper, the Holy Spirit. That's fleshly. Amen, family. All of us, when we look at it, we all have an expiration date. when we're going to leave these fleshly bodies and our spirit will be with him. In his word, in the book of Hebrews 13:8, and it reads, Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Amen. He is a constant. I always say, family, again, I'm saying, people and things will come and go in our lives and leave our lives. Some of them leave us with notice and some no notice. Look, we have to ask ourselves, have we ever been in a relationship or a marriage where the breakup or separation was so devastating, just broke it off, just left, no warning, or they say just got ghost? Did that make you feel like you didn't know what to do? You didn't know who to turn to, who to call on. But thank God we can always cry out and call on the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's never too busy. They say he's never too busy. Thank you, Jesus. When they say Jesus is on the main line, call him up, tell him what we want. He's a constant. You in the midnight hours, those groans, those moans, those tossing and turnings, we can call him up. Amen, family. He's a constant. I'm speaking to us, we as believers, can we honestly say we have been 100? You know, we say 100, that means keeping it real, for our family and friends in their time of need. Again, as we are taking the characteristics of Jesus, I'll say taking on the characteristics of Jesus, it starts to become naturally. Do we pick up the phone and call and ask, how may I help you? How can I assist you in anything? I always say, assisting family. Assisting doesn't always mean money, because assisting may be the need of emotional and physical support. Amen, family. Have you had family members that just needed your help, just needed somebody to talk to, just needed somebody they can pray with? Assisting. Always saying, where is our compassion? Compassion. Are we exemplifying the compassion of Jesus? The compassion of Jesus, does it answer the calls of those who are in need? Or do we let it go to voicemail? Praise be to God. The mind of Christ, are we letting be within us? The mind of Christ would not hesitate to reach out to our loved ones. I always say, can I get a witness? The mind of Christ. As believers, we should all be taking on the characteristics of Christ. Always like to listen to Jesus speaking on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5. When he says, turn the other cheek, he tells us some things. We got to read them red letters. Read the word of God. Let him speak to our hearts. He said he'll change us from the inside out. Praise be to God. Always say, family, he is our constant when trials arise. I've had my share. Praise be to God. When trials arise, because they will come. And when we say yes to Jesus and no to the world, we can count on it. They will come. And we can count it all joy and trust in God. He said, trust in God with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Praise be to God. We know that he is our constant. Thank you, Jesus. Them trials, none of that, they don't make no sense. Trust in God. Praise be to God. Our parents' family, your parents, my parents, they raised us up to be independent. And I'm in the generation of the baby boomers. So they raised us to be independent, self-sufficient. And those of you that have children or have raised your children to be independent also and are raising your children to be independent, teaching them, you're teaching them and training them up to eat, teaching them how to eat. You're teaching them how to swallow, take it easy, you know, certain foods. You're teaching them how to walk, from the crawling to the walk stage so they don't stumble. We're teaching them how to talk properly so they're not just babbling. We're teaching them how to wash themselves and bathe themselves. And we're teaching them how to dress themselves. Yes, to be independent. We want our children to raise up to be independent. But family, we say none of us are independent of God. We have to teach them early to depend on our helper, the Holy Spirit. Say anybody depended on Jesus. Like the song said, just can't make it without you. I'm raising up my hands. I'm saying I'm so dependent on him. When he says that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, one of my favorite scriptures, who strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. We can do all things, but only through him, the power of him that works within us. We need Jesus. We are not and will never be that independent to be without him. Praise be to God. Sometimes, family, we just got to I don't care what you're doing, where you're at, just take a praise break and thank him. We have to just cry out to the Lord. Lord, I want you head over my life, directing my steps. Tell the Lord, Lord, I need you. Like some say, I can't make without you. The constant in our life to light up our path. To light up our path, family, in this dark world. To be the constant in all our lives. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Family, when you think about it, said I come from a big family. I'm the middle child. Two sisters, a brother's older. We lost one, the older brother. Two sisters and a brother younger. And we lost the baby sister. A big family. But I didn't have no children. And as we grew up and our lives are separate, and especially all families through this time right now of COVID, we have been somewhat distant. We have to say the devil is a lie. But what I do have that is always constant is my relationship with Jesus. That's something that nobody can take away. He's my constant. Our God, when we say our God is faithful, he's consistent, and he keeps his promises. That's why, family, we can stand firm on the promises of God in his word, in our relationship. I always say no matter what our trials, our circumstances, his covenant with us is forever. Thank you, Jesus. His character does not change. When our circumstances change, his character remains the same. In our lives, family, change is inevitable. But our God, he is a constant. Praise be to God. He is constant. He is in control over every aspect of our lives. Every aspect. You can't say, oh, he controls. No, he controls every aspect of our life, the good and the not so good. We have to just praise him and thank him. We have to thank him for his sufficient grace. God's sovereignty, that's an essential aspect of who he is. He has supreme power and authority over everything and everyone. When we think about it, family, even non-believers They call on his name in the time of need. Thank you, Jesus. But he's a constant. I say again, he's a constant in our life. And we must let him be our constant over our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Not just when we think we need him, because we need him all the time. Praise be to God. All the time. The song said, we can't make it without him. Praise be to God. In Ephesians 1:11, it reads, in him we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Have we ever heard people say that nothing is promised to you and I? That's a lie, and the truth is not in it. Always say, help us, Lord, with our unbelief. Where is our belief? Oh, thank you, Jesus. In his word, family, again, in Romans 8:28, and it reads, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. To God. I don't know about you, but I'm going to get what God has for me, and I'm saying I'm called, and I want what's mine, and I know what you want. You want what's yours too. Amen. Family, we may struggle with and have some difficulty understanding how this is accomplished at times, but our God has promised it, and when he promised it, he will deliver. We may not see it now, but it's working. Praise be to God. Amen. In his promises, family, he is our hope. He is our hope. And we set our hope in him, not in ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Get out of the me, myself, and I syndrome, and not in others, people, and things. Praise be to God. We set our hope in him. He brings us joy. I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let me rejoice and be glad over it, over my circumstances, the world's circumstances. He brings us joy. Just the mention of his name, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let him calm you. Whatever's going on in your spirit, whatever you think's going on in your pocketbook, let him calm us. Praise be to God. He is our peace. The peace. The peace in a world of uncertainty. He is my peace. Thank you, Jesus. In his word, family, we get understanding. Understanding. And we receive his wisdom. His wisdom and strength to fight the attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. We need him. Our daily bread. Our daily bread, which is sufficient for this day. This day right in front of. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not a problem. But this day right now, praise be to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The same God of our ancestors, he is our constant, constant God. I always say, he's never too busy. You can call on him. You won't get the answer machine. You won't get it going to voicemail. Our God. Our God is a great God, and he won't ever change. Unlike family, I always say, unlike ourselves, this is us. That's why he says for us to live in the spirit. Fleshly, we could be this way one day and a different person the next day, but not my Jesus. Same today, yesterday, and forever. Hallelujah. I praise him. He said, let these minds be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let these minds. We got to let these minds be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. That humble mind. That mind of compassion. Praise be to God. Family, in Exodus 3, God said to Moses, I am who I am. He does not change. I am who I am. That says he does not change. His attributes and his character remains unchanged. Our constant. He's our constant in an unsettled world. In an unloving relationship, he's still our constant. He's our constant when we're in a poor paying job, but he's still our constant. He's our constant when we're in a non-caring environment. He's still our constant. Praise be to God. He's our constant when we are low in our finances. He's still our constant. Praise be to God. He is the beginning, the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Reference family, Revelations 22 and 13. Our constant and awesome God. Praise be to God. The same God that covered and freed our ancestors. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Not only are we free, but we are free indeed. He said you are free in your mind. Somebody should be shouting, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Free your mind. Praise be to God. What and who can we truly say has been a constant in our lives? Truly, nobody. Because people can change their minds in the blink of an eye. But I always say, not my God, not my Jesus. That's why we should always have. We shouldn't have nobody. Nobody should be saying they are alone. He said he will never leave us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, if we suffer from unbelief. Help us, Lord, if we are leaning on our own belief, our own understanding. Help us, Lord, if we are not putting our trust in you, God. And you, God, are constant. Thank you, Jesus. And you won't ever change. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is constant. He won't change. His word is what changes us. It changes us from the inside out. And his word stands forever. Praise be to God. We have to just thank him for being a constant in our lives. It is what gets us up every day. You say, gets us up, what wakes us up, starts us on our way. Him being a constant in our lives, he is what opens the doors of opportunities. As we are asking and we are seeking and we are knocking, we should be shouting, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. You may not see it down, but it's working. Praise be to God. Thank him for being a constant in our lives. He is the provider of the food we eat, the food on your table, the food in your freezer. He is the provider of being a constant in our lives. He provides us shelter. Thank you, Jesus. Him being a constant in our lives. He forgives us of our sins. Him being a constant in our lives. Praise be to God. He loves us unconditionally. Are constant in our lives, family, because some people only love us on conditions. On conditions when it's good for them. Praise be to God. Him being a constant in our lives, he wakes us up, family, in the morning with a mindset and the strength to face another day. This is what he said. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens to face another day. Him being a constant in our lives, he deserves our best praise. Praise is what I do, even when I'm going through, because I've learned to worship him. We got to praise him, hallelujah. Praise him no matter good or bad. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him over circumstances. Him being a constant in our lives, we can always count on him. I always say good morning, God, and good night, God. Him being a constant in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, sometimes we just got to slow down. Him being a constant in our lives, even while we were yet sinners, He showed his love for us for dying for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He deserves our thankfulness. Thanking him for his goodness. His goodness, unmerited grace and favor. Thanking him for being a constant in our lives. Thanking him for never leaving us nor forsaking us. When we went left field, when we turned our backs on him, he's still been a constant in our lives. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Time alone with him. Our constant that don't change. Amen. He's a constant that don't change. I tell you, you can be in a relationship, and it can be good one day and bad the next, but not our God. Thank you, Jesus. He's a constant, and he won't ever change. Hallelujah. Some of us should be clapping for joy, shout, dance, do the Holy Ghost dance, whatever you need to do, praise him. Let him be our constant. We have to stop. Don't waste time trying to please people. Doing his will will cover everything. Not our will, not their will. Their will. Amen. Always say, because of who he is. He is. He's our constant. Continue to bless and praise our wonderful God who has been with us from the beginning and will be with us to the end. When we think about constant, family, a definition of constant is occurring continuously over a period of time, persistent, sustaining, abiding. My God, always thank you for being my constant. Praise be to God. Family, in Joshua 1:9, and it reads in his word, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The real truth, family, is do we believe our constant God? Do we believe we will receive all his benefits? He is a constant God. A constant God where everything in the world is changing. Family closeness is changing. Generational respect is changing. Race relationships is changing. Crime is changing. Schools are changing. Everything is changing but God. He is a constant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we just sometimes just to shout thank you. Throw up our hands and say thank you, God, for being my constant in my life. Family, even when we are going through life in a changing world, we must have a constant to transcend our past to our present and our futures. Only God can do this. Keep our minds and our hearts grounded in him, whose we are in him. Praise be to God. He is the only unchangeable one. Only unchangeable one. You think about it, family. We can't make it without him. We go to Malachi 3:6, and it reads, for I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Praise be to God. The principles of God, family, are consistent. They're unchanging. Hallelujah. His nature is always the same. We can rest assured in him. He is our security in this world that can sometimes behave as a ball of confusion. I thank God I've been fasting from TV. Ball of confusion. He is always true to himself and true to his word. Nobody keeps it 100. I say 100, as they say, as our constant God. Amen, family. Praise be to God. Family, in Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He has said that he will not do, or has he spoken that he will not make it good. Praise be to God. We have to ask ourselves, where is our belief in our constant God? Do we believe in him at all times, or do we believe in him when we get into emergencies? You know, when people get in an emergency, they thinking, I need to call on God now. No. He be like, yeah, I don't even know you. Do we realize that we know that he is with us all the time? Our God, the Father of constant. Family, our struggles in this life are real. Even being a sold-out believer in of Christ Jesus, that doesn't make us obsolete from trials. The enemy wants us more. He wants us more than the non-believers. He wants to distract us from going ye and making disciples. Thank you, Jesus. But our God of constant is right here with us. We have to cry out to him. Cry out to him. He says, when he says, resist the devil and he will flee, thank him for being with us when nobody else was, when our backs were against the wall. Thank him for his greatness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise be to God. Remain obedient to our constant God, and his unmerited grace will continue to pour out blessings on blessings. Blessings on blessings. My peace within one of his blessings to me. His peace. Not as the world gives. Amen. But his peace. Praise be to God. We have to stop thinking and looking for his blessings to be in the form of money. We have to slow down, listen. Listen and keep ourselves in position for the doors of opportunity that he's opening in on our behalf. Praise be to God. We do nothing of our hallelujah. Everything we have and own is from our constant God. Praise, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. He reminds us, family, in his word in Isaiah 40:8. And it reads, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. The question is, do we truly and really believe? When we believe without no ifs and buts, we will then begin to understand our God as our constant. His word, his principles, his way, and his will. Amen. We believe that, family, nothing and nobody in our lives is a constant as our God. Amen. Family, at this time, this ends my session of What's the Word with Pastor Terry. And I leave you with, when we remain in him constantly, he will remain in us constantly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Thank him. Thank him over circumstance. Thank him we're on this line. Thank him when he opened our eyes. Thank him we can hear. Thank him we can hear the birds. Thank him we can smell the roses. Thank him just for his glory. Thank him just for loving us under all circumstances, even though we were still sinning. Thank him when we were out there. When we said no, we didn't accept the yes to him. Just thank him, family. Praise him. And just know that Jesus is a constant in our life. Praise be to God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Praise him. And when the song says,
thank you,
it,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We just want to say, thank
yes, God.
You, Lord.
He said, but in everything,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, God.
We thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
In everything,
we thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Praise him.
We just want to say thank you. Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise him.
Amen. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
God
evening,
is good. Good evening.
He's good all the time, even when we ain't, he's good. Praise him.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Consistency from God. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
wonderful
indeed.
Word. Wonderful word. You continue to encourage us. Way to preach, teach, and explain.
Amen. Praise God for his goodness. Amen.
He is good. Amen. If you're out there and you
all
want to tap
time.
Into this broadcast tonight, dial one. And we will bring you in the broadcast room with Pastor Terry. If you're online and you're trying to get in the conversation, you have to dial in at 319-527-6173. You have to dial in at 319-527-6173. Area code 832 last four 4474. Pastor James Hudson, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
I was trying to make it home so I could get out of my car and take off running down the street. Boy, I tell you, dude, you know, it is just good to know that somebody else has a relationship with God. I mean, it's just good. So many times we think we're the only person that knows. I'm telling you the truth, man. So many times I just say, God, how come you just can't show up what you show me? Because I tell you the truth. I just tell you.
Amen.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Cause it's just, you know, you don't hear it often because you know when the Spirit of God is talking to you. You know what I'm saying? And then you know when the Spirit
right,
is working in somebody else's life, too. You know that. And it's rare these days to see somebody who just truly, truly, truly know God. And, boy, I tell you, everything she was saying, I said, boy, she was taking me back. I tell you the truth, it ain't nothing knowing for yourself I have a relationship with God. It is absolutely nothing in this world more important than calling out on the name of Jesus every day, as much as you possibly can. I don't care about people calling you no religious fanatic or whatever, because you know at the end of the day who's going to step in. Like you said, he ain't he's always going to be on time. He might not come, like you said, when you want him, but if he tells you he's going to do something, man, I tell you what, he's going to do it. She took me back, Pastor E, I once won this award in Houston. It was called the Jefferson Award. It was live on TV and everything. It was the biggest award you can get here in the state of Texas, the Jefferson Award, in Channel 13. They presented to you live on TV and everything. And I never will forget this woman coming up to me saying, well, we're gonna nominate you for a national award. And I went home that night, man, and I could clearly hear the voice of God telling me, James, you're going to get an award from the President of the United States. Boy, I couldn't sleep.
Yes,
I was just turning the toss and turning. I said, well, Lord, why? They already put me on a plane, flew me to Austin, and presented me with another award. Now I got the Jefferson Award. Now you telling me
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get an award from the President of the United States? Man, and then about 2 weeks later, they called me and said, well, you didn't make the national thing. And I was so I was confused, to be honest about it, because I know what the Spirit of God had told
God
me.
Gave
you know,
it to
I knew
you.
What he had told me. I said, no, I
he
know
gave
what
it
God
to
told
you.
Me. He told me
he
I was going to get an award from the President of the United States. And, boy, I'm telling
you.
He gave it to me.
He gave it to me
30 years.
Yes, right.
30 years.
Yes, right.
I got a phone call and said, you are going to get an award from Barack Obama for Lifetime Achievement Award. I said, look at you. And the Spirit of God said, see, I told you were going to get an award from the President, but I didn't tell you what President it was going to be. I said, Lord, look at you. That ain't nothing. I didn't tell you when you was going to get it. I said, you was going to get one, and I didn't tell you who was going to give it to you. But I said, my God, forgive me, God, because I know when you're talking to me. I know because I've been walking and talking with you all my life, and I know you don't
Praise
play games.
Him.
I know you don't
yes,
play games. Like when he says, I am with you. So when people ask me,
yes,
James, ain't you afraid of them cops all on your phone following you? I said, no, I am not
You're
afraid of people.
You,
I am
praying
not afraid of those people,
yes,
for he is with
yes,
me. And if he wants me to leave him here,
and
he will take me out of here. Who can be against you? And people don't understand that, but I understand it. They don't do nothing but bring a wrath against themselves. That's what they're going to do. But I'm telling you, man, I'm just telling you, it is good. That's why they say iron sharpens iron. I knew I had to get on this line for something because I don't know how to get on here on no Thursday night.
Praise
but I knew, I said, I need something. I need some confirmation here. And then I showed up, got it. That is for sure because he took me all the way back. I've been walking with you all your life. And there's your confirmation right there. And everything she said was right on time for me. I don't know what it did for nobody else. But I'm telling you, man, if I hadn't been in my car, I'd have been running down the street somewhere because I would have been raising my praising God because I am not going to give up on God because he has never, never forsaken me. Never forsaken me. I've been off of my job for 2 years and then get a check out the mail. No, didn't even really not realize where it even come from, to be honest about it. I said, no, he said, James, my own. You are my own, so don't tell me that God don't have favor because he does. And what it is, my goodness, it is not really knows about my grace. It's grace. That's what it's all about. Because he knows that I love him and I reference him and I love his people. And that ain't no joke. I don't play church with folks. You know what I'm saying? He knows I have a heart for people. That's just the way that it is. And that's how come you have that spirit of discernment. You know when people are real and when they're just playing around. And that's right. I'm just, you know, I'm just fooled because you done took me back now. And God keep reminding me, I've been there with you all these times. Have I ever let you down? And when you hear the Spirit of God say that, man, whoa, my God. Oh my God! Have I never forsaken you?
That's when you know.
That's when you know. I don't care. You take me out here today. You can't tell me that there is no God. You can't tell me there ain't no God. I know what He's done for me, and He just keeps showing me. I look, just look out of myself. He said, all you got to do is follow me, James. I said, go and I will be with you, and that's all you need to know. You just know that I am with you. That's all you need to know. I didn't say it's gonna be easy. But I said, I'm going to be with you. So that's all you need to know. And boy, I tell you the truth. That's all you need to know. That's all you know that and you believe that. And then you go ahead and handle your business, man. You just go ahead and handle your business and just watch. All hell can be breaking or losing. You just go on and chill. That's all you need to do when you know that God is with you. Because that's what it's all about for me, man. So I'm not going to hold up no more time. I'm sure you've got other people that want to say what they need to say. But I'm just letting you know I was truly blessed tonight just from listening from the top to the bottom. I ain't joking. I was like, oh, my God. A couple of times I want to just pull over on the side of the road. I know. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
We just cannot give up.
Yes.
Yeah, we just cannot. I just love it when I get a chance to hear people that know who God is. That's for real. No, I'm not playing, but knowing him for real, and my spirit wouldn't tell me that if it wasn't so, because God don't play.
That's right.
So there you go.
That's right.
Thank you,
my brother.
Be blessed. Yeah, no doubt.
Always blessed, man. Always blessed, my friend. What's going on with you, James? We know you got a lot of good things going on, man. You want to fill us in with any new stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, we're still working with the Joshua Johnson thing down here. We're in civil suit right now. We're in a civil lawsuit that's been filed. We're going back and forth at the courts with that. And so we ask that you guys be praying for Joshua's mother and his father. We know what happened to him was a great injustice. We actually have a proof of that. You know how these courts and things work. We don't know, but I also know how God works. So he can make whatever happens, it happens. That if that's what he chooses to do. So just you know,
exactly.
Lift us up in that. Keep us going. Yeah. I'm just going to do what he tells me to do. He said, go, James, if you go, I will be with you, and I'm going to stand on that. It ain't no plaything with me. You know how, like I said, I'm going to stand on that because that's just what I believe. So that's where we at, man. So that's all I'm doing. Yeah. So
we're constantly in prayer with you and in this battle with you from day one. And you know you're not alone, but we know God's
right.
Going to have his way.
Yeah,
amen.
I know that. Yes, I
amen.
Know. Definitely.
Amen.
So,
Pastor
definitely
James.
So. Mm-hmm.
We're praying with
mm-hmm.
you
yep.
and the Joshua Johnson and his family. And thank you for confirmation and confirming that God is always with us no matter what we go through. He's there. Amen.
He's
God
there.
Bless you and love
amen.
You.
Love
amen.
You
mm-hmm. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you, James.
Yes, sir. Talk with you later.
Minister Yvonne, welcome to Women Speak Now.
Well, good evening. Good evening, Pastor Terry and Pastor E.
Good evening,
sister.
My spirit is like, woo! Right now. It brings me to hear this word, and it tells me the song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Love.
And we have to keep walking closer and closer and closer. We can't get off our sidetracks. We got to stay in that main lane, you know, because he's there,
Lord,
for us all the time. They want to give us, you know, spaces and time, but we also have our trials and our tribulations, and we cannot turn to human flesh. We need to stay on that path with him.
Yes, right.
Because the devil's in every form. Every form. It can come
indeed.
As a food. It can come as water. It can come as, when you hug somebody, you can get their bad spirit. But when see somebody coming towards you, hold your hand out, be like, okay, here you go. You know that spirit.
Mm-hmm. He said, rebuke the devil and he will flee. That's what we have to know. Rebuke him and he will flee.
This week,
yes,
that devil has been trying and trying, but every time he tried, I turn to God and say, look, people always saying, why me, why me? Why not you?
Greater is he in you. Greater is he within you than the evil in this world. That's what you tell him. Greater is he within
time,
you. Yes, sir.
But there is no time like the present. Call upon him now, not tomorrow, not yesterday. Call him
right
now. Just like our church, we are the now church, Kelly.
And praise God for his time.
When
you want to do it? Thank
you. I'm glad you said that, because I want to see everybody from the now church, California, at the beach this weekend.
Let it
it's
be.
Time.
Yes.
Because if you don't let him be, you will not.
You coming over? You cooking? No, I'm just teasing.
No, we got food. We got food. We got lunch. We got everything, but we got baptism. I know. I got two excited people waiting to be baptized this Sunday
morning.
And I want to see everybody from the Now Church at the beach this Sunday for our outreach service with P2P Community Development and the Now Church California.
Right.
Yes, I am. I'm calling you out right now.
Amen. We coming. You know, God.
I'm calling you out on the live broadcast.
God says move. It's recorded too. Yes, it's in the book.
And it's recorded.
You know,
and I'm gonna remind you guys a million times more. Thank you so much,
praise
Minister Yvonne, for sharing.
We love
I want everybody
you,
to know.
Appreciate
I want
you.
Everyone to know that Minister Yvonne is going to be coming on Hot Topics with me next month for Women Speak Now. The second Thursday, we're going to do a tester. He has a lot God has on our heart, but I think we can really connect in this area and communicate well that people can understand how to get through these personal and relational things. So let's just believe God is doing great things. We're going to do a pilot on the second Thursday of October, and I'm excited to bring Minister Yvonne on the Now Network. We still have Mondays open for any broadcast. I am going to be doing a once a month Let's Talk Jesus, but that still leaves three other Mondays open. If anyone out there would like to be heard here on the network, get in touch with me, and we'll continue from there. Amen. Thank you, Minister Yvonne.
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Mary. You guys have a great evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Love you.
One.
Thank you for your support. Amen.
Amen. Anyone out there, we got about 3 minutes left before we shut down. If someone out there, you just been wanting to push the button and you just feel nervous, it's just that simple. This is just like talking to your friend sitting across the table. If you are out there in need prayer, you may not even know this Jesus we're talking about is your personal Lord and Savior. Now's your time to find out. We will get you your starter kit right now. It's very simple. And dial 1. We got a green room. We can also bring you in at that time.
Amen.
Well, everyone is at peace. Everyone is prayed up. Everyone is a believer in Jesus Christ, at least the ones that are on this broadcast tonight and all those listening live. We thank you for this time. And Pastor Terry, any closing remarks? And go ahead and pray us out of here.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I come to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for this line. Thank you for the radio broadcast. Thank you for the listeners that came on and commented. Thank you for the listeners that listened in, and thank you for those that come on the archives. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that all of us know that you are constant through anything, Father. I pray that as we go through your word and our relationship, we can continue to share our relationships and our testimony that what you are doing within our lives through your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I release and petition my prayers to you. Amen. Praise be to God for his goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen. Men, we want to see you Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 11. Faith to Action Men's The Voice Conference. This is our first mixer. We want all men to come out, get a part of the conversation, see where you fit in, see how you can help us, see how you can assist us, that we can come together with a strong plan for 2023 to reach the lost and unsaved, to reach the neighbors, to reach my friend next door, to reach my brother that don't even know I'm trying to reach him. But we can do everything by our power to do what God has called us to do. This Saturday morning at the Now Church California, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, Long Beach, California, 90805. We start on time. Believe me, we will end on time. See you guys Saturday morning. Love you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.